I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And let me point this out real quick. Andrew Cashner, 9-3, 383 in 2019, having a fine year. His earned run average in the month of June was the lowest in baseball, 141 since the start of June. But let's point out a couple of other realities, if you will. He was 4-15 last year for a terrible Oriole team. For his career, he's 55-82. He's 27 games below 500 for his career. He's a solid pitcher. Earned run average is fours. His whip is 135. So he's not a brutal guy by any stretch of the imagination. He can eat some innings for you, no doubt about it. But it's not like the Orioles were trading away, you know, Dylan Bundy, who had lived up to the prospect status in his prime with 3 years left on his contract, right, where you could fleece a team for five top 20 guys. You're trading away a guy you're losing as a free agent. Everyone in the world knows you're not re-signing him, and everyone in the world knows that he's available via trade. But I don't see what the hubbub is, quite frankly.
Bob, is it fair to say that anybody that the Orioles are trading, we are not getting a top 100 prospect?
Probably not. Maybe Mancini.
Like a 80 to 100 guy.
Because with Mancini, well, you're looking at the very least top five guys in any particular team's top 10 prospect list. You don't want to come away with what they may have come away with in the Gausman trade and the O'Day trade.
Yeah.
And we don't know what's going to happen with these guys. I mean, Zimmerman's pitched very well for them down on the farm. The Milwaukee trade, who knows what that's going to yield you other than Jonathan Villar, because you got an everyday player there. So we'll see. But in regards to Mancini, you might be able to get someone because 0-24, his batting average has plummeted a little bit, certainly slumping. But in the last couple of years, he's proved that he's versatile. He can play corner outfield spots. He's a first baseman by trade. I think that would help his trade value if, in fact, you're willing to trade him. And to use him as an example, and by the way, I'm not saying trade Trey Mancini. I'm saying no one's untouchable. 2 years ago, would you have traded Jonathan Schoop?
No. 2 years ago?
When he was an all-star and he was
raking. You'd have got a lot.
Right. Now, say you would have signed him to a five-year extension for $100 million.
You'd be trying to trade him.
2 years after the fact, you're going, boy, that's kind of a bad deal that the Orioles made after a disappointing 18. And he's doing okay, 250-ish, batting ninth for a team that's in first place, still exhibits some pop from time to time, got a cannon arm.
But he doesn't play all the time.
But if the range is down, right. So my point is, 2 years ago, you're willing to give the – you're building the team around Jonathan Schoop.
Yeah.
2 years later, you're going, oh, that's right, I forgot he played for the Twins. If you're a casual baseball fan, not saying that's good. And Mancini's 27. I mean, you got to look at some of these realities here, Vinny. Just my humble opinion.
Well, I totally agree. I mean, Bob, if I could get a top 100 prospect, bye-bye.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is what it is. Because, like, you, by the time they're good, he's 30, and he's going to be playing with a bunch of 23-year-olds.
Right. If they're good by the time he's 30.
If.
I mean, they could.
And most people are projecting them, I mean, 4 to 5 years out.
I mean, looking at the way it's put together now, that is not an unrealistic way to look at it. Because where's your transcendent star coming up soon from the minor leagues?
Yeah.
Diaz has been on fire as of late at Bowie. I mean, Cedric Mullins just got sent back to Bowie from Norfolk. So since August of last year when he exploded onto the scene, struggled in September, struggled in spring training, struggled in Baltimore early, struggled in Norfolk. Now he's back at Double A.
Well, did you watch the Futures game?
And Hayes can't stay healthy.
Well, Rodriguez and Hall, did you watch?
I did not see it.
It was good. I mean, Bob, I watched all 8 innings. It was really good.
2 first-round draft picks back-to-back.
No, they were both excellent.
Yep.
And what I like about Rodriguez is, I mean, that dude, 6'5". You know, he's big, and Hall's the lefty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and both of those look promising. And people on the air talked about them, you know, showing
still
a lot of
still a couple
promise.
Years away, especially yeah. for Rodriguez.
They don't need to be good. We don't want
no,
them.
No.
We don't want anybody to be great next year.
You want them to be great on the farm.
Right. But we don't need them to be great for the, you know, like stars for the Orioles for like 2 years.
And I think, at least judging by the philosophy early on that Elias has, he's not rushing them.
No.
Grayson Rodriguez could throw 5 no-hitters in his next 5 starts, and he's not going to bring them up right. to the major leagues anytime soon. They're going to take their lumps because the highs and lows that go with minor league base, but they're dominant pitchers, and Rodriguez this year in particular.
Yep.
And what was the concern with him last year? Maybe a little girthy and you need to get in better shape or whatever it was.
Kind of like Guerrero.
Yeah. But the future is bright if they stay healthy.
Bob, the team that the future is really bright for? The Padres. Their pitcher pitched the 7th and 8th inning. He was throwing 98. He's 19 years old. Youngest guy at the game.
Mm-hmm. And they just got swept by the Braves.
But that's all
who's
right.
Who also has a bright future, the yeah. Atlanta ball club.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.